This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Arkansas first responders on Saturday were sifting through debris for more possible victims after tornadoes sliced through the state after a blast of extreme spring weather swept much of the United States. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
First responders searched for more possible victims on Saturday after powerful tornadoes tore through Arkansas, where at least five people were killed and dozens of others were injured in the storms. Officials said the tornadoes flipped over vehicles and brought down power lines in Little Rock and large areas east of the state capital. One eyewitness captured the moment a tornado swept over his vehicle in Little Rock. A blast of extreme weather swept through much of the U.S. on Friday, with thunderstorms and tornadoes menacing the nation's midsection from Texas to the Great Lakes. In Indiana, authorities said three people were killed and a state of emergency was declared for the affected areas. Eyewitness footage showed overturned trucks and debris scattered across a road following a violent storm.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Heavy rain brought flash flooding to Australia's largest city, Sydney, on Sunday, prompting rescues and residents to sandbag houses as authorities warned of bad weather ahead. Emergency authorities received 50 calls for assistance, mostly for sandbagging of properties and help plugging leaking roofs from residents in Sydney, the capital of New South Wales state, due to Sunday's deluge. It comes after Sydney in 2022 notched its wettest year in 164 years. As Australia's east coast endured a rare third straight year of the La Niña weather phenomenon, which is associated with increased rain. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three British men have been detained by the Taliban in Afghanistan, according to the Presidium Network, a UK nonprofit group. The group said they're working hard to secure consular contact with British nationals detained in Afghanistan and are supporting families of those detained. Media reports named the men as charity medic Kevin Cornwell, 53, an unnamed manager of a hotel for aid workers, and YouTube star Miles Routledge. Routledge, who's 21, is described in the British press as a danger tourist, someone who travels to dangerous countries and posts about it online. Israeli airstrikes have hit several sites in Syria's Homs province early on Sunday, wounding five soldiers, according to Syrian state media. It marks the ninth time Israel has struck targets in Syria since the beginning of the year. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitoring group linked to the opposition. The Vatican is trying to work on its relationship with American Indians. AP's Walter Ratliff has more.
This week, the Vatican tried to heal its relationship with Native tribes in North America by rejecting the Doctrine of Discovery, based on 15th century decrees that legitimized the colonial era seizure of Native lands.
This goes beyond land.
Michelle Shenandoah is a professor of indigenous law at Syracuse University. She says the Vatican's rejection of the doctrine should prompt governments like the United States to address past abuses. Native groups have called on the Vatican to formally rescind the papal bulls that provided the Portuguese and Spanish kingdoms the religious backing to expand their territories in Africa and the Americas for the sake of spreading Christianity.
Truly, it has been decades that indigenous peoples have been asking for attention to this.
Father David McCallum says the Pope's visit to Canada last year opened up a new opportunity to address the Church's relationship with Native American tribes. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Vice President Kamala Harris used her last day in Africa to visit a farm. Here's more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Arriving in Zambia's Chibombo district, the vice president was greeted by staff and founders of a farm that is using new techniques and technology to boost its vegetable crop. As she toured the farm, inspecting peppers and rows of vegetables, Harris commended its founder, Bruno Mwimba, for his fresh approach to farming.
This trip, you are correct, Bruno, has been about highlighting innovation, highlighting the ingenuity that exists on this continent.
Unlike in the United States, where the focus is on cutting carbon emissions, the conversation in Africa is about how to expand access to food in a changing climate. I'm Karen Chamas.
More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.